Jonathan Healy in for Pat. Right now, thousands of people across Ireland have been impacted by boil water notices. Residents from the Midlands down to Cork are having ridiculous trouble with water supplies for a number of different reasons, all of which shouldn't be happening in the 21st century. Newstalk's Josh Crosby has been visiting parts of the country where locals have had to deal with these issues for weeks.
It's less that I don't have the bandwidth to get hold of clean water, bottled water. But it's more, I kind of thought Ireland was a first world country. You know, you didn't think you had to be dealing with this in 2021, but apparently you do.
Absolutely awfully discoloured, like brown, black, awful. I wouldn't give it to my cat because I wouldn't want to be bringing my cat to the vet.
Last week, a boil water notice was lifted in Goree County, Wexford. It was one of a number of notices issued throughout the county since the summer months. Back in August, more than 50 people fell ill from an outbreak in the water, including bacteria linked to E. coli. Irish Water now says that following consultation with the HSE, residents can resume using the tap water. Just before the notice was lifted, I met with some of those living in Goree to see how the situation has affected them.
Oh, Josh, is it? How are you?
How are you, Joe?
Not so bad, mate. Good to see you.
So, do you want to show me what the situation is?
Of course
I
do. Come on in. Okay. My name is Joseph Keogh. I live in Woodlands Manor in Goree. Right, Josh, there it is today, right? It's nice and clean and everything else, but you don't know what's in it. And that's the problem. We simply can't drink it. Towards the end of the summer, my wife got violently sick. She's a chef up in a hospital in County Wicklow. And she was violently ill and was bedridden for a couple of days. And she did an online consultation with her doctor, who said it sounded like an E. coli or a viral, some semblance of a viral infection. And it was only then when we seen the boiled water notice and we were able to realise then what it was. But the worst thing was I was giving my wife, these isotonic drinks, these salt drinks, but I was using the tap water. So I was making it worse for her. It was vomiting and
Everything that goes with it.
Yeah, it was very extreme, you know, very extreme. And you know, what made me feel worse was the fact that I exacerbated it by giving her more water, you know, and she would normally drink a lot of tap water, like with cordials and stuff. I generally don't, to be honest, but it's just simply not good enough in this day and age not to keep people informed. I mean, we were not too bad, she's an adult, but I mean, for someone who has kids or whatever, it must have been an absolute nightmare.
My name is Deborah Hinch and I live in Esmond Gardens in Goree. It was about 2 months ago, one of the neighbours got really, really ill. She was really sick. She went up to the doctor anyway, and he told her, don't drink the water. And she said, I have been drinking the water because she wasn't buying bottled water. I drink bottled water most of the time, but actually having to use it for everything. We're not even sure if showering is safe at the moment. Trying to keep the small kids away from the water as well because they've become used to, you know, just turn the tap. It's just a nightmare at the moment.
And so you're going into town, buying your bottles of water every week?
Every day.
Some residents in Goree speaking to me last week while a boil water notice was still in place. €100,000 has been invested by Irish Water into the Crea water treatment plant since August. Irish Water also says it has secured additional funding in principle for further works. But for the locals on the streets of the Wexford town, how frustrating have the past few months been?
Firstly, the cost of buying the water.
And would you go near drinking the tap water?
No.
After people got E. coli and that?
Yeah, like my brother's children, ironically, were two that ended up down in hospital. And a neighbour of mine, so I kind of take it quite seriously.
Buying bottled water and boiling any other water, even for the dog.
It's just organising as well, and it's frustrating, I suppose, having to go to the shop, have it all stocked.
Well, yeah, it's cost me, I'd say, €15 a week just to keep the kids in water for school and stuff, because there's no fresh drinking water in school either.
Colour isn't bad, but there's a horrible taste of it and the smell as well, but even when you make tea.
And going off having to buy the bottles, though, with weeks on end,
boiling the water from the taps and then just filling the bottles again. And refrigerate them and use them as we go on, you know.
So how frustrating is it now with a young fella having to go off and buy bottled water all the time?
Always have to buy bottled water. And some of the shops don't even have the water because there's so many people in Goree buying the water that you'll have to buy the more expensive water.
Your name and the shop?
It's in Excel Goree. And my name is Jigson.
What are water sales like now recently due to the ongoing issues?
It's really high now. Like we are selling really good. Like, you know, you can see like it's empty. So we're waiting for the new delivery by tomorrow.
The shelves of the counter are just empty of big bottles of water.
Yeah, that's true.
And are people coming in buying in
keep
bulk?
Buying like 3-4 bottles. We had a bigger bottle, like, you know, 250, like 5 litre. It's almost gone, like 3 left.
And are you finding it hard to get stock?
It's really hard now, like, you know, it's supposed to get by today. So we had to wait until tomorrow.
XL shop worker Jigson there. So the boil water notice has been lifted, but there are still questions being asked about the quality of the supply. A motion was tabled by local councillor Fiontán O'Sullivan calling for a review into what chemicals and what levels of chemicals are being added to the water. Now, Goree isn't the only area where water supply is being brought up at county council meetings. I'm leaving the sunny southeast now and heading for the border town of Dundalk, 180 kilometres away, to hear about some of the ongoing issues affecting residents there.
John Sheridan, Fianna Fáil councillor for RD and Mid-Louth. We've actually had most recent issues since this summer. But even as far back as 2019, we had over 2,000 households on a boil water notice for approaching 6 months on the Dundalk network. It was around the June bank holiday weekend this year. People all across the Dundalk network, both in the town itself, Dundalk's a town of over 30,000 people, people were reporting discoloration. You had businesses reporting, particularly food production businesses, that they were having to go and organise bottled water. You had constituents of mine complaining in relation to having young children, wanting to bathe young children, and the issues that they had. Around mid-July, Irish Water released a statement that there had been a burst pipe and the levels of manganese in the water supply. So at that point, they committed to a programme of trying to treat the water in a different way. They did reassure us that the water was consumable. Leading on from that, we had a programme of water flushing. Most recently, we've had assurances that flushing has been done. We've had assurances that testing is ongoing in relation to the quality of the water, the level of manganese in the water. But what my constituents are reporting to me and what I'm seeing myself in my own tap is from time to time sporadically discoloured water. As long as I remember, this is probably the worst the water in Dundalk has ever been in all of my life.
So what do you want to see being done now, and what are you doing to help the situation?
Yeah, so obviously on an individual level, any constituent that gets on to me, I get the error code, make sure it's logged with Irish Water. In fairness to some of the Irish Water staff, they've been very efficient in getting back to you and dispatching crews to do localised flushing. I also did raise it at this month's Louth County Council meeting, because as much as the official report is that the water is safe and the testing continues, people ultimately at any hour of the day and night are seeing discoloured water in their kitchen tap.
Mid-Louth councillor John Sheridan. Now, Irish Water confirmed to me that the manganese levels found during sampling are not at a level that would pose a risk to health. However, it is continuing with monitoring both at the plant and in the network to keep the situation under review. What about the local residents of Dundalk? How are they finding their water supply? Is it drinkable?
Well, the water's going brown every time I'm running the taps, so I wouldn't even use it, you know, for anything at all. Just bottled water all the time. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's terrible. If you have to run the tap for a good 5 minutes or so before the water clarifies, like, it's brown, it's muck. Horrible.
So that must be frustrating and costly as well, every week having to...
Oh, yeah, gallons and gallons a week, like, because even my father, like, he just drinks 10, 11 cups of tea a day, like, so you just go through it.
And how long is this all going on for now?
Oh, it has to be about 2 or 3 months, like.
Well, the taps and the toilet water is coming out brown, so it is. You can never tell from one day to the other if you're going to have decent water or not. Bottled water for brushing teeth, so it is, for filling the kettle. It's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. I mean, at one stage, we turned on the tap, and it literally, you could have put it beside a pint of Guinness. It was ridiculous. It was horrible looking.
James Darren Smith from just Duffy's Cross, there, just outside the dock.
And Darren, what's the water situation in your own home?
To be honest, it's not great at all. There's times you turn it on and it's just pure. It's like brown sludge nearly coming out of the tap. We could have to even get bottles of water, not to even brush on our teeth, or go to, say, my mum and dad's house in Tallinson if you wanted to shower, if it was real bad. Like, constantly watching, even now for the dog, like, you don't know what's coming out of it, so you're giving the dog bottled water and that as well, just to kind of keep him right. So it's a bit of a disaster, like. And I'll turn on the tap here now and show you all that, though. Yeah, it's not actually that bad today, like, it's only a wee bit, but usually this time it's like pure brown, like, coming out of it. It's a disaster altogether.
So you wouldn't be going near brushing your teeth?
Oh no,
washing your clothes?
Definitely, it's just a disaster. You're loading extra washing stuff into the washing machine just in case to try to get them clean, you know what I mean?
If only we had a national agency that was established on a statutory basis, that was properly funded through some kind of polluter pays model, that would result in proper tap water. Imagine if we did that. fairly grim that that situation is still going on around the country. And that's nothing to do with the pipes issue that is a major issue in other parts of the country. Irish Water working through all of those problems, but still, when you think about it, it's ridiculous in Ireland of 2021 that you can't drink the water coming out of the tap. Thanks to everybody who spoke to Josh Crosby on that report.